This is Skips Dube. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Monday, September 21st, 2015. A property belonging to the Zimbabwean government is set to be auctioned in Cape Town, South Africa today, with proceeds being used to compensate former commercial farmers who lost their land during the often bloody land reform program that began in 2000. Today is International Peace Day. Speaking at an event to mark the day, the Minister in Vice President Mbowo's office, Tabita Kanengoni Malinga, said, "Without peace, there will be no development in Zimbabwe." Pope Francis is visiting Cuba and will be in the United States tomorrow. This week, we will run a series on what Zimbabwean Catholics and others think about the Pope's position on relaxing divorce policies in the church, gay marriages, family planning, and related issues. Is it true that the MTCT and ZANU-PF are currently involved in some talks as they try to find a solution to the country's problems? Find out later here on Studio 7. And in the Health Forum, we will give you a piece on the door-to-door HIV testing and counseling and related issues. Stay tuned for these stories and much, much more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our hosts will be talking with listeners and experts about International Peace Day. Stay tuned.